from KQED.
Memorial Day weekend signals the start of the summer travel season, which means a lot of fossil fuel burned on the road or in the air. And coming soon to California airports, kiosks where passengers will be able to offset their share of a flight's CO2 emissions for a cost. Rory Gallagher reports for our ongoing series, Climate Watch.
I recently flew to Phoenix on Southwest Airlines and found that for as little as $5, I could pay an outside company to offset the greenhouse gases my portion of the flight created. In other words, more or less cancel out my carbon footprint. Some airlines cut out the middleman and sell carbon offsets directly to passengers, but not a lot of passengers. Virgin America just started selling carbon offsets in January, and so far, only about 1% of customers are buying. Traveler Eric Gore says he doesn't know what a carbon offset is, let alone how to buy one.
But it's not something I don't know that much about, and I'm not really the type of guy that gives to charities and stuff like that, if that's really what it is a charity donation.
Well, some carbon offset companies are nonprofit, others are for-profit. Either way, passenger Jennifer Neal says she would buy a carbon offset under the right conditions.
If somebody was able to demonstrate where the dollars are really going, yes, that interests me very much. But just to come out with a new flag saying this is where your money's going to go, I'd want to make sure it's really going where they say. I mean, nobody has the money they used to.
Good point. Where is it going? On Virgin America, you can buy a carbon offset during the flight right on the entertainment system. The screen tells you the offset is arranged through the nonprofit carbonfund.org, but not exactly what your $5 or $10 is doing for you. So to make it a little more concrete, I head for a truck stop along Highway 99, where some of those carbon offsets are being put to work. A company called Idleair has set up shop here. They provide electricity to trucks to stop them from idling their engines overnight. In other words, offsetting someone else's footprint by preventing more CO2 emissions. Driver John Grimm from St. Louis says he plans his trip specifically to stop at Idleair locations.
You have the conveniences of constant temperature. You don't have to idle the truck, which is a real plus, especially in California. And, you know, the TV and the internet access.
On this particular evening, the temperature is only going down to about 50 degrees, and most trucks have their engines turned off anyway. So how do you know your offset is actually offsetting anything? Stanford environmental law professor Michael Warris says that's a tough one.
The problem is truckers might decide, because they're not paying for diesel, to use more electricity than, you know, use more things in their truck than they otherwise would. And so that just gets at some of the complications that, you know, what would truckers have done in the absence of being able to plug into the grid? Sometimes knowing that and knowing how they'll respond to the change in circumstances can be complicated.
Idleair is independently verified by a nonprofit, but there's no one regulatory agency for voluntary carbon offsets. Professor Wara says he thinks that's where the future's headed. But until then, he says it's important for people to know exactly what they're buying.
And that implies being an educated shopper, which I think is one of the biggest problems with these kiosks, quite frankly. Because how can you be educated when you're on your way from security to the gate trying to catch your international flight?
And, of course, they don't do anything if nobody buys them. The more regulation that goes into carbon offsets, the more expensive they're going to be. And in this economy, that could be a tough sell. For the California Report, I'm Rory Gallagher.
And the SFO carbon kiosks will be up and running by the end of June. More on that on the Climate Watch blog. It's at californiareport.org/climatewatch.